Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Nice enough to join us, 13-year NBA vet, a guard out of Stanford, currently the Grizzlies TV analyst, Brevin Knight with us. Brevin, thanks so much for your time. Are the Grizzlies, as the Warriors are tonight, are they shorthanded, Brevin?
I believe the Grizzlies will be shorthanded also.
Yeah.
Both teams understanding how big the game Sunday afternoon is, and both teams want to be as ready as possible.
As regular season games go, where would this game rank in Grizzlies history? Because I know that a lot of times they've made their bones in the postseason. But I'm just trying to think of the last time there was a regular season game that popped like this one does.
That's a good question in terms of regular season. That would be this would probably at this point be the biggest, just because this is also year two of the rebuild of this Grizzlies team. And so to, again, for a second year, be knocking on the door of the playoffs and then with an opportunity to put yourself in a good position. Everybody covets 7-8 over 9-10 with the abilities to win one game and you're in, or having to win two games to get yourself in. And so I think it's big in the seeding, but I think it's also – very big for this young, new Grizzlies basketball team and the style of play that they like to do. And so I would say, of recent memory, this would be the biggest regular season game in a long time.
Brevin, Sunday's game now is so intriguing on so many different levels, but especially because Steph Curry hasn't seen the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies haven't seen Steph. You've watched this team closely all year. How do you expect this Grizzlies team to try and defend Steph coming into Sunday?
I would expect for Steph Curry to see a lot of Dylan Brooks, who has been a fantastic individual defender. He defends 1-4, and more times than not, he is on the opposing team's best wing player. And so I think, first and foremost, they'll use his size and his physicality. He loves to pick up 94 feet. So it will be in a position where they're trying to force Steph to have to play against a physical guy away from the ball, not on the ball as much. And then from there, of course, it's going to require a lot of team help. But I think the one thing that has made the Warriors be as good as they are this year is how well they move the basketball, how well they do share the ball, the spacing on the floor, how quickly the ball moves from side to side. So, yes, Steph will be first and foremost, but the rest of your wings have played so much better this year, and I think a lot of that is just due to the movement on the offensive end.
Brevin Knight, nice enough to join us, Grizzlies TV analyst with the Warriors and the Grizzlies playing Sunday to determine who will be the eighth seed heading into the play-in thing. Wanted to ask you, Brevin, about, you know, I know Ja is amazing. That basket he had off an inbounds play last night, the jam was incredible. But as great as Ja is Valanciunas the real matchup, potentially real matchup problem for the Warriors?
I think he's pretty much almost a matchup nightmare every night for opposing teams until you play against Steven Adams or Jokic or Embiid, some size on the other end. And so He's going to be a handful, and because he's an efficient big at the center position, he still has the ability to knock down perimeter shots, even though that's not where he does the majority of his work. But he creates second chance opportunities. He was leading the league in second chance points, and so it gives this Grizzlies team more opportunities and something that they would like to have the advantage of because of how many threes the Warriors shoot and make. You would like to be able to say that you were able to get up more shots, and that's a area that he does a good job in. And then on the backboards, he's a monster in terms of the rebounding, but he's done a better job as of late of being able to move his feet and pick and roll. So that may allow him to be on the floor a little bit longer so that they can use his size advantage.
What, in your opinion, is the team that looks most like the Warriors? And I know that's a weird question to ask because nobody's got Stephen Curry and nobody has got Draymond Green, but what team, in your mind, looks the most like the Warriors, and how well did Memphis play that team?
I would say that whatever teams are athletic and like to play up-tempo, so a New Orleans is similar in terms of just athleticism, wings that they have. But I think they are unique, like I said, in terms of the spacing and the constant movement. It's not something that you see in the NBA on a regular basis. And so there's not many sets where they get into a two-man game, the other three guys stand on the other side and wait. And so it'll be a new experience for this team just because Steph will be out there. And so you have to always have almost two guys to him. The other three may have to defend four. And so I don't think they've seen an animal like this in terms of how well the ball moves one through 10 or however many guys play in the game. And so it'll be very important for them to at least try to force it to be one side of the court, not allowing them to play both sides. That'll give them a chance.
Brevin, Jaren Jackson Jr. just came back a little less than a month ago from his own knee injury and missed the entirety of the season up to that point. For those who haven't watched the Grizzlies closely, what do you expect from him in this kind of game, and does he still have any limitations as far as minutes go?
No limitations. And I expect, again, for him to be able to use his versatility, which is a lot of people, of course, see the threes, but what made him such a good offensive player is also his ability to play with his back to the basket. And so with him getting back and getting his rhythm and timing, they put him back in the starting lineup the last couple of basketball games to try to find a normal rotation. I think it's another area where the Grizzlies have size across the front line, but they have versatility with that size. So either Valanciunas can play inside, Jaren can play outside. That can flip-flop depending on how they run the floor. And so with Jaren, he is just a big that puts the ball on the floor. He's almost like you got how Wiseman was for you guys in terms of the ability to play on the perimeter, can shoot threes, and put it on the floor somewhat, but the length that they are able to play with.
Brevin Knight with us. He's a Grizzlies TV analyst. Of course, he played at Stanford, spent 13 years in the NBA. Want to ask you, Brevin, I think Nick touched on this, but the Grizzlies are the only team the Warriors have beaten this season without Curry. What happened in that game? That was 116-103, March 19th. Also want to throw in, you're a Stanford guy. What do you miss most about the Bay Area?
Well, first of all, the Bay Area is the weather is a big thing that I miss being back down to school. Familiar faces and just the ability to be able to touch the different areas of the Bay. I still have friends that live in Oakland, like to come up to San Francisco to eat. Then we're back down south. I like to go down to Carmel. Just the different areas mm-hmm. and the different type climates that you can get. Just driving to in the Bay Area. And it's one of the most beautiful areas of the country. So I will always be a Bay Area lover and still have a lot of friends and people I consider family that are out there. So that'll always be high on my list, and so you got me so excited about the Bay Area that I get the first part of the question.
Well, I was wondering, you know, as we mentioned, the Grizzlies are the only team that the Warriors have beaten this year without Steph. How did that happen? Does it have any bearing on anything that might happen on Sunday?
The biggest reason that in that game was Draymond Green was fantastic in that game, and I think he's a guy that you don't talk about a lot because of he does all of the intangibles for your team that lead to winning, and it's hard for time for you to put stats to what that says on a regular basis. And so he was good. I also just thought this team is young. And when you look across and there is no Steph Curry, they ran into that a couple of times this year by having a little bit of a letdown because you feel like, well, the star person is there. Now that gives us a chance, but you don't play as hard. You don't have the same sense of urgency, and that's what happened in that game. But I can promise you there will be no lack of sense of urgency because Jordan Poole introduced himself very nicely to this Grizzlies team and one in which they wouldn't forget.
All right, Brevin Knight, thanks. We appreciate your time very much. I don't want to wish you too much luck on Sunday. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the broadcast. We'll talk to you soon, sir.
All right. You guys have a good one.